9th District.
Morning, brother. Morning, brother.
Morning, brother.
Duke.
Brother Dan Jones, Grand Keeper Finance.
Duke.
Morning,
Duke
brother.
Morning.
Yeah, good
morning.
Good morning. Hear that song, Brother Gumby?
I heard it.
Good morning, brother. Kevin Brown, 3rd District Representative.
Good morning, Brother Foster,
1st District.
Was that Brother Staccato Powder came on? Was that Brother Powell, Brother Gumby?
Yeah, I heard Captain Baker.
Good morning,
yeah,
Brother Reverend Dr.
Brother
Powell.
Roadside 78, by way of
Staccato.
By way of 7th District.
Brother Mercenary.
Hey,
good morning, Brother Henson.
Brother
Henson. Good morning, brother.
Good to hear your voice, Brother Henson.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Brother Eric Kirkland.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Mercenary.
What's up, dog?
Good morning,
up, everybody.
Brother Cedric Blue, 60.
Good morning, Brother Blue.
Bible complaints. What's up, Brother Blue?
I have no justifiable complaints there.
Amen.
I'm talking about two black
Blue Tuesday. Blue Tuesday.
What's up, Fish One? Fish
my
One
brother.
Ain't heard you in a minute. Fish
good morning,
morning,
my brother.
This is Walter T.
Good morning, Dr. Walter T.
Good morning, Brother.
Good morning, Brother Rutherford.
Good morning, Brother Rutherford.
Good morning, Brother Rutherford.
Brother Rutherford.
Go ahead and mute the call.
Brother Grant.
Good morning.
So that we can begin
good morning,
our
Brother David Williams, 3rd District.
Good
morning, Brother Williams.
Good morning, my brother.
What's up, Dow?
Wow.
Brother Lightbunch, y'all here today. Gang's all here.
Brother Hicks.
Morning, Brother.
Brothers, how good and how absolutely pleasant it is for us to dwell together with unified hearts and spirits as we come together at the Sons of Blood and Thunder to share important information and challenging inspiration and encouragement. What a joy it is for me to come on every day and hear the chatter of the brothers greeting one another, lifting each other up in prayer, encouraging each other. What a wonderful joy it is. The brothers of humble spirits come together to intercede on behalf of our entire brotherhood of the men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. We come together each day, Monday through Friday, to fortify our faith. Thank God for each of you on the call. We've heard our district representatives chime in. We heard our former grand chaplain, Dr. Powell, chime in. And, of course, we've heard our immediate past grand bachelors, GB40, Dr. Knox, chime in. And at this time, it gives me great delight to welcome him to give us comments as the Lord leads him to further encourage us and inform us of those things for which we need to pray. So let us all now arise in spirit as we greet GB40, Dr. Knox. You have the microphone, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. Brothers, good morning. And I come to you again, as always, saying thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the difference that you're making. And brothers, as we're all in a divine nine, we're all in this thing together. And if we have something happen in any one of our organizations, it can impact us all. There was another divine nine organization, had a young man that died during the pledge period. And this could impact everyone within the divine nine as well as the all Greek fraternities. So, brothers, we must make sure that we stay diligent, that we follow the rules that have been put in place for us, that we recognize the importance of our fraternity and being able to be here to lead the other organizations and to make the difference in our country. Brothers, as we look back and we see how some things were done and how things have changed, but it's a change for the betterment of us and for us to be able to survive and be that organization that's recognized throughout our community and to be able to lead our community. Brothers, I know that you're preaching to the choir and you're the ones, but take the message back. Take the message back that we must follow the rules that have been put in place for us, for our organization to be able to survive. We do too much to make a difference in the community to risk it out of just doing something that was once done at some time or something that's outside of what our rules are. So, brothers, I know that you'll make the difference. I know that you'll take the message back. We're praying for the other members of the Divine Nine. As I said, we're all in this together. And as we go forward, knowing this is the start of early voting, for us to make that difference, we need to get out and vote and lead others to the polls. Brothers, I thank you every day for this opportunity to come on and hear you together, touching and agreeing and checking on each other across the country. Being friends first, that makes us different from everybody else. Brothers, I thank you for what you do, and I love you all.
Thank you, Dr. Knox. It's always encouraging to hear you on the phone, and thank you for what you do for our fraternity. We pray for you and your family, as well as praying for our current Grant Bosselus, Dr. Marion, and all those that assist him in leading our great fraternity during this time of our existence. It gives me great delight, my brothers, to introduce again and to present you to each of you our 9th District Chaplain, Reverend Derek Locke, who is determined, dedicated, and dependable, and we look to him now to lead us in our time of meditation and our time of prayer. Reverend Locke, you have the phone.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Grant. Thank you, Brother Grant. I bring you greetings.
Savior Jesus Christ, today is October the 16th, which is 4 days away from a great day, my 48th birthday. 28 years in the preaching gospel ministry, 48 years of existing on planet Earth. Today is October 16th. A lesson will be coming from Luke chapter 1 and 2, the advent of the Son of Man. A careful historian, Luke attends to the details of Jesus' life to a greater extent than the other gospel writers. He begins with the angelic announcement of 2 miraculous births, John the forerunner, who will prepare the way for the Messiah, and Jesus the Christ, or the Messiah, who will be born of a virgin. The arrival of the Christ child is described in meticulous detail, as you would expect from a physician. Angelic hosts and humble shepherds proclaim his arrival. The law is fulfilled in the infant Jesus' circumcision. Simeon and Anna, representatives of Israel's godly remnant, proclaim his identity. The silent years of childhood at Nazareth are broken only when we get a glimpse of an amazing child in the temple at the age of 12, an event that foreshadows the ministry of the perfect man. Chapter 1, we will see when reading chapter 1, a son for a priest. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 25, a son for a virgin. Chapter 1, 26 through 56, a prophet named John. Chapter 1, 57 through 80. And chapter 2, a savior named Jesus. The first chapter highlights an angelic announcement. Part of the last of the first chapter and all of the second chapter deals with miraculous birth. How abandoned are you to the will of God? How much of your life is available for God to direct? Have you given him your finances, your social relationships, your career plans, your family? Consider the case of a young Jewish girl named Mary, God-fearing, a virtuous, engaged, and no doubt full of dreams for the future. Mary was confronted by the angel Gabriel, who announced she was God's choice to bear the Messiah. What must have gone through her mind? Who will believe I have conceived as a virgin? How would Joseph react to the news? What will happen to our wedding plan? What will my parents and friends think? In spite of her questions, Mary responds with faith inspired. I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. God will never ask of you what he did of Mary, but he desires the same attitude from you: abandonment, availability, allegiance. Now go back and reread the questions in the first paragraph. Our thought for today: when you pray, make sure your will is in neutral. so that God can shift it. Let me read that one more time. When you pray, make sure your will is in neutral so God can shift it. Our insight for the day, straight to the source, Luke chapter 2, verse 51. Matthew and Luke take their histories as far back as Jesus' birth, but Luke's account is much more detailed, even relating many of Mary's thoughts, suggesting that much of his information may have come directly from Mary. This morning, fellas, we want to read our prayer requests. There are many, so please bear with me as we read through each prayer request, because each is equally important, and we don't want to miss out on any of the prayer requests. We want to pray for Brother Lorenzo Caton Locat of LGG, who has been admitted into hospice care in Columbus, Maryland, and God still has the last move, and we truly believe that, and we will be praying for our brother. Brother Edie Hall sends in prayer requests for Malia Spears' parents. As they send Malia's memoirs on Facebook, and if you get a chance, please read it. And we're going to be praying for that family. Brother Larry Lewis is asking for prayer for Essie Johnson, who is taking chemo treatments for bone cancer, and praying for a caregiver, Brother Rayford Johnson, that he will not get weary in well-doing. He will reap in due season. Praying for Sheila Scott, who is taking treatment for cancer, and praying for her caregiver, Brother Benjamin Scott, who is struggling with some health challenges of his own. And we want to keep Brother Reverend Frank Smart, pastor of the Greater Mount Zion AME Church in Trenton, who is battling cancer. He was recently signed to the church in April 2017 and a newlywed in June 2017. Also pray for his wife and his church. God is still in control. Brother Lewis is praying for the newly elected officers of Delta Epsilon chapter, and we want to praise God for them. Brother Darrell Hicks is requesting prayer for Petra and Carl Taylor, the parents of Brother Michael Taylor, Beta Chapter 90, who he had his parents medically transported from New Jersey to Mississippi to take care of them. Dad is suffering from cancer, and Mom also has failing health issues. Brother Edie Hall is praying for continued healing and recovery from surgery for Brother Johnny Core, Beverly Eaton, Edward Fuller, Arthur Bray Hall, Justin Howard, and Karen Hunt. And he's also praying for those cancer patients, Zoe Barnes, Rodney Bates, Darnella Gaskin Barnes, Gladys Herndon, Malia Spears, Stephen Murphy, and Virginia Jackson, who both have myopathy, healing from diabetes for his sister Ava, praying for Rose Mitchell, who is receiving dialysis treatment at home, continued prayer for former Grand Bachelor's Brother Edward Brennan, Ethel Cooper, and Hattie Perry as they go through the aging process. Want to lift up in prayer the request of Reverend James Edwards III. Thanks be to God for the safe return journey for his wife, Reverend D, and his number five grandchild, Blair Edwards. He's also praying for Brother Lorenzo Caton of LGG chapter. We want to lift up in prayer Brother Michael Franklin as he sends in his prayer request. He's praying chapter brother and chapter bachelors, John Jefferson. He wished to say that Brother Jefferson has made a full recovery and is doing well. He wishes to express his gratitude for the prayers of the brothers. And Dr. Marion, his chapter member, did forward the messages over. We want to continue to pray for Brother Steve Lewis's. I believe this is your mother is in my prayers to benefit from God's mercy and a recovery. Your family must be extremely proud of her tremendous accomplishments and concern as we share prayer for comfort and recovery. God bless you and your family and your mom, Brother George Johnson, and family. We do not take any prayer requests for granted. We want to make sure that we pray for everyone that sent in their prayer request. Brother Stephen Davault, Beta Sigma chapter, ongoing request for brothers to pray for those suffering or challenged with mental health, alcohol, and substance abuse conditions, that they exercise humility and strength to recognize and pursue professional assistance if needed before affecting medical health, family, and employment, before it affects your finances, and last but not least, your spiritual wellness. He also sends in a scripture reference of Proverbs 11 and 14, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Praise God for that. I want to lift up in prayer Brother Gumby as he continually prays for every member of Omega Psi Phi. He prays for the grand officers. He's asking for prayer for the fraternity brothers that joined this call, praying for the undergraduate brothers as well. We want to lift up in prayer Brother I don't think I got this request. Okay, here it is. Brothers, please pray for our brother, Reverend Dr. G. Eddie Payton family. His father-in-law transitioned from labor to reward on Sunday, October the 14th. We're going to be praying for them as Brother Reverend Steve A. Lewis sent in that prayer request. We want to pray for please pray for Brother Michael Williams, who had cardiac arrest on Friday night. He's doing okay. We'll have a procedure today, as well as of yesterday, as the doctors continue to test to determine the cause. Brother David Sanders. Let's go to God in prayer. My brothers, let us bow. Father in heaven, we simply say thank you. We say thank you, O God, for the opportunity to even speak with you, O God. Father, we don't take this moment for granted. We don't take it lightly. We cherish every moment that we can call on your name, O God. Father, we thank you today for an early morning rising. We thank you, O God, for the activities of our limbs. We thank you, O God, for our ability to reason and think on this morning. And Father, we pray for every name that was called. We pray, O God, for every situation that was mentioned. We pray, O God, for every brother that rise early and get on this phone call, O God. And Father, we pray for the leadership that's on the call. And Father, as Brother Knox, former Grand Bossel, has mentioned, we praying, O God, for that other D9 organization that lost someone as they was going through the process. We pray for that family that has been impacted and affected right now. We pray for that college campus that may have many questions this morning, O God. But Father, we realize that you are still in control. We pray, O God, for our nation. We pray, O God, for our leadership of our nation. Father, we ask that you touch them. We ask that you, O God, take control, as we know that you can and we know that you will. And say thank you right now. Father, we call on the name of Jesus right now. And we know, God, when we call on the name of Jesus, every disease, every cancer cell has to go into its proper cell chambers. At the mentioning of the name Jesus, we know, God, that demons tremble at the mentioning of your name. And we say thank you, O God. We say thank you, God, for this day because you created it, O God, with us in mind. And as we go throughout our day today, O God, we pray now that you put somebody in our presence. We pray, O God, that you put somebody in our path that we can share Jesus with, O God. We pray, God, that we can touch just one life today. We pray, O God, that we can turn one lost soul around. We pray, O God, that we can just touch one feeble mind, one feeble body, O God, and through your power, O God, through your miraculous power, they are healed. And we declare victory in the name of Jesus right now, O God. And we lift up every brother that's touching and agreeing on this call. And the brothers that's on this call, O God, we may not know their struggle. We may not know their pain. We may not know their difficulties, O God. But you know, O God, touch them right now. Give them strength for the journey right now, O God. Touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their families right now, God. We pray, oh God, that every request is met today. Every situation is made whole and straight and healed on today because we ask it all in the name of Jesus the Christ. We pray, let every brother.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Dr. Lott. Amen. Brother Lott. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you all. Have a good day, brothers.
Amen.
All right.
Have a blessed day, brothers.
Amen.
Long live America.